Message number 3, ministering life for the body. Roman numeral number 1. In 1 John 5:14 through 17, there is the indication not only that we have eternal life and enjoy it, but also that we can minister life to other members of the body. 1 John 5:14 through 17. And this is the boldness which we have toward him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us in whatever we ask, we know that we have the requests which we have asked from him. If anyone sees his brother sinning a sin not unto death, he shall ask and he will give life to him, to those sinning not unto death. There is a sin unto death. I do not say that he should make requests concerning that. All unrighteousness is sin, and there is sin not unto death. A. Verses 14 through 17 show us that the eternal life within us can overcome death, both in ourselves and in other members of the church. B. Verse 16 is the only reference in the Bible to ministering life to someone. 1. To minister life is to impart life. 2. When we have the surplus of life, we can minister from this supply to others. C. Verse 14 speaks of prayer in the fellowship of eternal life. 1. We should ask according to God's will, not according to our way, desire, or preference. 2. The prayer that is according to God's will indicates that the praying one is abiding in the fellowship of the divine life, and is also abiding in the Lord himself, and thus he is truly one with the Lord. 3. The knowing in 1 John 5:15 is based on the fact that after receiving the divine life, we abide in the Lord and are one with him in our praying to God in his name. 4. In 1 John 5:16, he shall ask and he will give life. Refer to the same person, that is to the one who sees his brother sinning and asks concerning him. A. Such an asker who is abiding in the Lord, who is one with the Lord, and who is asking in one spirit with the Lord, becomes the means, the channel, by which God's life-giving spirit can give life to the ones for whom he is asking. B. This is a matter of ministering life in the fellowship of the divine life. 5. The vital point is that if we would pray for a brother according to what is described in 1 John 5:16, we need to be one with the Lord. D. The ministry of life is to minister as life, the Christ whom we have experienced. 1. The ministry comes out by the working of the cross. It is by the way of the cross that we have the riches of Christ as life to minister to others. 2. How much life and how much reality of the riches of Christ we can minister depends upon how much revelation we have received and how much we have suffered for what has been revealed to us.